This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder economists say it will take several years to recover from the pandemic. Richard Wobekind of the Leeds School of Business is one of the authors of a report on the state's economic outlook.
The amount of destruction you're going to see in terms of bankruptcies and restaurants closing and the amount of retail I think you're going to see closing is going to be significant.
The report says Colorado will lose 149,000 jobs by year's end. The travel and leisure industry is taking the biggest hit. Of the estimated 350,000 American women who served in World War II, only a small fraction is still alive. CPR's Stina Sieg spoke with one today.
Ruth Helen Karn, now 98, was just 19 and living in Wisconsin when she heard Japan had attacked American troops in Hawaii.
It was shocking to think that someone would come in and just bomb everything up.
And it inspired her to enlist in the Navy.
I just wanted to go in and see if I could help by doing something.
Karn, who now lives in Grand Junction, spent 6 years working in a naval office in Illinois, where she coordinated sending sailors to their first duty station. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
47 degrees in Denver, 49 in Colorado Springs, 30 for Vail, 43 in Grand Junction, 46 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.